The hot air was sticking to her skin, almost pulling, tugging at her very flesh as she walked outside, down the stairs from the train station. Just then a breeze, hot and sticky, hit her in just the wrong way, brushed against her lower neck, and she felt his breath again. Not his breath when he raped her, but his stench, hot, rank, when he was just close to her. Her breath quickened like the catch of her breath when she has just stopped crying. All of the emotion is still there, not going away. She walks to the bottom of the stairs, railing, white-knuckled by her small, tender hands, the hands of a child, and that 90-degree breeze suddenly gives her a chill. They say when you get a chill, it means a goose walked over your grave. But she knows better. She knows that it is him walking, and that he trapped that child in that grave.